to Heartbeat Theater. This is the sound of trouble. It will strike relentlessly with unerring accuracy at all men everywhere in the world sometime in their life. To meet its challenge, wherever it strikes, whatever its nature, an ever-vigilant corps of men and women stand ready to do battle, the soldiers of the Salvation Army, with heart to God and hand to man. From Hollywood, the Salvation Army presents Heartbeat Theater, stories of the widespread, vital, and necessary work of the dedicated men and women of this worldwide organization. This is your host, C.P. McGregor, inviting you to be our guest for the next half hour. Ida Munson had suffered what is commonly referred to as a nervous breakdown, and now, rested, relaxed, and free from worry, she has come back to her former job. But the former tensions were still there, and in our story this week, welcome home, Miss Munson, a number of interested and compassionate people had an idea that just might help the problem. Paul Franklin wrote the story, and Loreen Tuttle stars as Ida Munson. Here's Act One of Welcome Home, Miss Munson.
Oh, Captain Oliver.
You never come in until after 5, after you finished your own job.
Well, I wanted to get your office cleaned up early so I can go home and press my Sunday suit. Tomorrow's a big morning at R.H. Stewart & Company. We're all coming in a little early. Ida Munson's out of the hospital and back to work.
Ah, yes. Miss Munson was head bookkeeper. Had that nervous breakdown. Overwork, I believe you said?
Yeah, but the doctors and psychologists say she's better than ever now. Poor woman. Not only ran those books as if they were her own, but she took on everyone else's problems.
Oh?
Take me, for example. Because I never got past the 6th grade, she stayed after hours and tried to teach me arithmetic. She said I'd always be just a janitor if I didn't try to better myself.
And she's right, of course. However, from what Mr. Stewart tells me, Adam, you'll not be a janitor long.
Well, I better not be. You got me the job there. I'd better make good.
Neither Ralph Stewart nor I have a doubt in the world you'll make it. Now, look, you've done enough here for today. You go on home and start pressing that best suit of yours. We don't want Miss Munson disappointed with her star pupil when she attends her welcome home party tomorrow morning.
Ida, I'm sure that by now you know how delighted we all are to have you back with us.
Oh, yes, yes.
I felt very guilty when your health broke down for heaping more and more of my problems on your shoulders.
But you didn't, Mr. Stewart. The business is growing, and someone has to keep things...
Now, please let me finish, Ida. This is important. Very important to both of us.
Yes, sir.
I'm not putting you back in accounting, Ida. Not for a while. Fred Graham can continue handling it until you've gotten... your sea legs back.
What?
As much for our own peace of mind as for yours, I want you to start in inventory until you're accustomed to being back at work.
But, Mr. Stewart...
Ida, don't go getting worked up right at the start. We need you in inventory. There are books there, too, you know.
You really mean you aren't sure I'm completely recovered? You don't want to trust me with responsibilities?
No, not at all. I'm doing this for your sake.
Well, then for my sake. Don't humiliate
me. Now, please, Ida, believe me. I've talked to your doctors, and they agree that starting slowly is the best thing for you. You know, we don't want to lose you again. Not even for a week.
Of course. I see. Then, if you'll excuse me.
Excuse. And please, Ida, don't blow this up in your...
In my mind? Of course not, Mr. Stewart. I've got a healthy mind. As healthy as anyone's.
No, don't...
Hi, Miss Munson. Good to be back at work, huh?
Yes, it's very good, Adam.
Nice of the boss to put you in inventory for a while. Sort of slide you back instead of letting you jump in.
Mr. Stewart thinks of everything.
Say, is something wrong? I mean, you don't sound like yourself.
Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Manley. I am quite myself. Much more myself than I've ever been.
Oh, now, don't go letting yourself... Miss Munson, what's the matter? What's wrong now?
Why, ask me. Ask them. Ask them why they're laughing at me.
Laughing at you? Where'd you ever get an idea like that? I'll bet you anything it was Walt telling one of those silly jokes he picked up at lunch. You know Walt.
I know Walt, and I know them all. They're just laughing because they know Mr. Stewart doesn't trust me anymore.
Of all the crazy things, I mean, that's ridiculous thinking things like
that. You see, even you think I'm still crazy.
Oh, I don't. Believe me, I don't.
Oh, yes, you do. You even said it. You said so right to my face.
Miss
Munson. Oh, why did you go away and leave me alone? Go on. Go on. Get away from me, Adam. Everybody, leave me alone.
Adam, I'm sure you know what you're suggesting is out of my province. I don't even know you're Miss Munson.
But you know Mr. Stewart, Captain.
Indeed I do. He's been a wonderful friend to the Salvation Army.
Well, it's a cinch he won't listen to me, his janitor, but he will listen to you. All I'm asking is that he reassure Miss Munson. Make her see nobody's laughing at her. Nobody thinks she's still, well, you know. After all, it's for Mr. Stewart's own good. She's the best bookkeeper he's ever had.
Well, maybe I could phone him. Tell him what you observed and told me. I've got a feeling what that young woman needs is to feel she is needed.
No, oh, you do that, Captain, and I'll clean your office 5 days a week.
Oh, no, you won't. Any excess energy you have, you give Mr. Stewart, who's paying you for it. Or continue your studies at night.
Sure, Captain, anything you say. Only just call the boss. Talk to him, huh?
On one condition.
You get back to R.H. Stewart and Company. You've used up almost all of your lunchtime trying to get me to help Ida Munson.
Yes, I understand fully, Ralph. I know that R.A. Stewart Company saw she got the best possible medical attention from the very start. Yes. In mind? Well, frankly, nothing you'd call concrete. Except if you agree with me that Miss Munson needs very badly to feel she's doing something constructive. Something helpful. Just as she helped Adam Manley get the schooling he'd missed her. By George, that's it. What? Get her to come down here a few nights a week and teach other people who need it. A class? No, I haven't one right now, but believe me, Ralph, if you can make her feel it's important to you, to us, and to the class that I still have to round up, I'll get her some students if I have to advertise under Help Wanted. Fine, fine. All I ask is you give me 24 hours notice. Yes, I agree with you. Adam Manley is many a cut ahead of being just a janitor. We should both be grateful to him for bringing us our opportunities. Well, Ralph, as always, many, many thanks. Call me soon. Goodbye. Now, just where are you going to round up even two people who want to learn basic accounting? Yes, come in.
Oh, excuse. I wish to see, how you call him? General of Salvationist Army, please.
Well, if you'll settle for a captain, then, perhaps I can help you. I'm in charge of this corps office, Captain Oliver.
Oh, I am Olga Kaladar, Mr. Captain, from Budapest. Salvationist Army bring me and my son here in 1956, when my husband killed in a revolution.
We helped many of your countrymen, Mrs. Caladar. Brought them here, housed them, fed them, helped them get settled. However, that's all behind us. The point is, what can we do for you now?
I have a boy. Not really boy anymore. Zoltan. He is now 22. Old enough, he should know better.
He's done something wrong? In trouble?
In trouble? No, not yet. Something wrong? He says he is going to do. That is why I come here, Mr. Captain. Zoltan make up his mind. He is going to go back to Hungary.
Back behind the Iron Curtain? After living here this long? It sounds incredible. Do you know why? Has he told you his reasons?
Oh, yes. Zoltan tell me over and over again. He say only opportunity in America is for Americans. Foreigner like us, we are, second-class citizen.
Surely you don't believe that.
No. I try to tell Zoltan. Everybody in America is foreigner one time or another. Not so?
Indeed it is so. That's where America's strength comes from.
Oh, Mr. Captain, sir. Maybe you come talk to him, eh? Tell him he's wrong. That here the name Caladar can be even bigger than it used to be in Hungary.
Mrs. Caladar, could you see that your son comes in to see me at his own volition? We don't like to inject ourselves into homes if a better way can be arranged. Perhaps since the army brought him to this country, you might say we're checking up.
Yeah. I think maybe he feel he has duty to come see you, even though maybe he think somehow I arrange it. Oh, Mr. Captain, please stop him from going back to a land of hate after he leaves here, in a country where there is nothing but love. If he only opens his eyes and heart to see it.
I'll do my best. Believe me, I shall, Mrs. Caladar. See if you can send Zoltan in. Maybe I can help solve his problem by having him help me solve one of my own.
You've heard the first act of Welcome Home, Miss Munson, with Lorene Tuttle in the title role. This year, the Salvation Army enters its 100th year of service to the needs of mankind for the glory of God. In many ways, the world has seen phenomenal progress since Army founder William Booth first heard the call in the England of 1865. Working conditions have improved. Living standards have been raised far above the wildest expectations. Medical research has added years to our lives, new healing techniques for our ills, and glowing health to our bodies. And the growing concern for the spiritual and moral welfare of people everywhere, sparked in many areas by William Booth himself, has manifested itself in organized efforts to improve man's lot. And yet, the old problems still remain. Ignorance, poverty, prejudice. Problems with which the Salvation Army must daily do battle. The Army has won many battles in its first 100 years, but there are many left to fight. And so, during the next 100 years, and with your generous help and support, on which they have long depended, the Salvation Army will continue to serve with heart to God and hand to man. Now, here's Act Two of Welcome Home, Miss Munson.
Zoltan, I'm no hand at beating about the bush. Your mother tells me you want to go back to Hungary. Why?
Because I want to, that's why.
Because you want to? Want to what? Give up the liberty and freedom men have willingly given their lives for over 2 centuries? Because you want to be relieved of choosing your own opportunity and have someone else do your thinking? Because
all that hogwash about equal opportunity is for people like you who were born here, not for guys like me who come from somewhere else, maybe have an accent or something.
How wrong can one man be? Sultan, this country has grown on a simple thing called equal opportunity. But you seem to want it to be only the opportunity to succeed.
What else?
A lot else. If you're guaranteed the opportunity to succeed, you must also be guaranteed the opportunity to fail. No one makes the choice for you here. The choice is entirely up to you.
Yeah. I never thought about it like that.
But let's not generalize. Let's stick to you. Apparently, you haven't had the success you feel you merit.
And how I haven't. And you know why.
No. It's you who thinks he knows why. I know all the opportunities of the past 200 years are only drops in the bucket compared to the opportunities in this country which lie ahead. Now, take you. What do you want to do?
Well, not drive a lousy truck. My family, the Kaladars, have been educated in Hungary for 10 generations. I should have a job where brains and culture mean something.
Of course. And how are you fitted for such a position, Zoltan? What have you done to improve yourself, your scope, your knowledge? For example, do you know enough general accounting to be an office manager?
No.
Ever hear of J.B. Dowling, president of Northwest Motors? Or Jonathan Whiting, head of Interstate Oil? They were both born poor, Dowling abroad in Dublin. But they saw what they wanted, studied accounting, and made their ways to the top.
I had an uncle, an accountant, but they shot him down. A lot of good his brains did him.
His brains created ideas which challenge a welfare state. That's why... Zoltan, why not see if accounting might not help you? Make the name of Kaladar as important as the name of Dowling.
I guess... What's to lose, huh?
Nothing but your blind spot. Help you to see the one thing open to everybody in this country.
What one thing?
The biggest, most important word in any language. Opportunity.
Captain, you're just wasting your time and mine. I already told Mr. Stewart I'm not interested in teaching a class. I've got myself to think of.
Of course you have, Miss Munson. But we of the Salvation Army have everyone else to think of. We have numberless people who not only need help, they're pleading for it. They need you.
Not me. They need anybody able to teach them.
Look, your family came from Europe. Would they have come? Would they have stayed and prospered if that was the attitude they ran into? Let the other fella help? I think not.
And I suppose I'm to go on paying that back forever.
Are you grateful enough to help stop just one young man from blindly turning his back on the opportunities here and going back behind the Iron Curtain?
He's here and he's willing to go back?
Unless someone, you for example, is willing to forget the imagined slights you've had to face and give him a reason for staying. Letting what you know best filter through to him and make him want to become an American.
But I'm not up to it, Captain. Ask Mr. Stewart. He knows. He won't even let me go back to my old job.
Then prove to him that you're worthy of it, and of any other job that might become available. Make him see that the only regrets you have are that you can't find enough to do to help anyone who desperately needs help.
Do you think that would change his mind?
My dear Miss Munson, it was Ralph Stewart who suggested you to me. You can prove you have confidence in yourself by helping build confidence in another. I'll expect you at 7:30 tonight.
What time is it, Captain?
It's, let me see, 8:45.
An hour and a quarter they've been bent over those books Miss Munson brought, as if nothing else mattered. Is bookkeeping really that interesting?
Anything can be fascinating to those who want to teach it and to those who want to learn it.
Do you see now, Zoltan?
Oh, yes, Miss Munson. It's just a little different than the way we keep accounts in Hungary. Better.
Is it really better? Sometimes I think the old world is the way the world is meant to be. Here, it's everyone for himself. Dog eat dog. May the best man win. No one seems to care, really. Only for themselves.
Oh, I don't think so.
Now, I've been thinking of going abroad myself. Oh, not to Hungary. I don't know the language there. But I do speak a little German. I learned French in high school. I feel if I could go someplace else, someplace where all anyone would know about me. Not what I was, but what I am and can be.
Ha! You think it's better other places? Let me tell you something, my dear Miss Munson. You don't know how fortunate you are.
What?
Don't you see? In this country, you have opportunity. Opportunity to succeed. Opportunity to fail, if that's what you want. But here, the choice is entirely up to you.
But I thought you were homesick. You wanted to go back to Hungary.
Ha! And miss my chance to be another J.B. Dowling or Jonathan Whiting? That reminds me. You're an expert accountant. You can be head of your own business here, if you want to.
Head of my... Of course. If I wanted to enough.
Or if you can teach me enough, maybe we can be heads of our own business. Americans say two heads are better than one.
What a joke it would be on Ralph Stewart if I told him I was quitting to have my own firm with a pupil of mine, Zoltan Kaladar.
No, let's not leave Mr. Stewart so hastily, Miss Munson. Right now, you've got one pretty confused student who's got to work like a dog if he ever wants to learn enough to be a success, American style.
I hesitate to do this and risk being accused of putting stumbling blocks in the way of education, but do you two know it's past closing time?
Oh my goodness, Captain. I guess it's just that Zoltan is such an ambitious student.
And why not? He comes from a line of ambitious, learned men for 10 generations. Hey, Zoltan?
And in one day, from you, Captain, and one evening from Miss Munson, I've learned that the only generation that counts is this one. How we go, so goes the world.
Well, look out, old world. Here comes Zoltan Kaladar, your next J.P. Dowling.
And may I add, here's Ida Munson back. Back in the world where we poor mortals need her and more people like her. They open the door to opportunity.
And I'll say amen to that. By the way, if you don't mind riding in an old rattle trap, oh, that's clean, though. I'll be happy to drive you both home.
Well.
Well, they appreciate your offer, Adam. But on a night like this, with the moon high and the whole world rolling out ahead like a royal carpet, what could bring more joy to anyone than a nice slow walk home with a heart full of gratitude and a head full of dreams? Good night, Miss Munson. Zoltan. Come on, Adam. We can both lock the doors behind them.
And there's the final act of Welcome Home, Miss Munson, with Loreen Tuttle in the title role. Also heard were Johnny Coons, Hugh Douglas, and Charlie Dugdale. Be sure to be with us again next week for another Heartbeat Theater story. A presentation of the Salvation Army, Heartbeat Theater is produced in Hollywood and is broadcast overseas through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service. Until next week, this is your host, C.P. McGregor, saying thanks for listening, and have a happy week ahead.